Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And awesome news, He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song called Holy is the Lord. This song is from the live worship recording called Celebrate Living. Now, this particular song came to me way back on February 8th of 1994. And before I share the story behind the song, I want to read to you from Isaiah chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. It says this, "In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple. Seraphim stood above him, each having six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called out to another and said, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.' And the foundations of the thresholds trembled at the voice of him who called out, while the temple was filling with smoke. Then I said, 'Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.' Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal in his hand, which he had taken from the altar with tongs. He touched my mouth with it and said, 'Behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is forgiven.'" Now, this particular song came to me the day before my birthday. My birthday is February 9th. This came on February 8th as a special gift from the Lord. I took it as a birthday gift. That's how I saw the song. I still see it that way to this day. I had been going through a very long period of questioning all that I believe about God and why I believed what I believed. Because of various circumstances, I found it necessary to decide for myself what God's Word truly says about Him. For me, this includes worship and praise. I asked these questions: why do I worship? Why do I praise? Why do I lift up my voice? Why do I bow down? Why do I stand before Him? Why does my heart love to sing? In other words, I no longer wanted to do all the right things just because someone else has told me I should. I have a need for a relationship with a real God, one who is intimate and present in my reality. I also wanted to express the fact that my holiness is not derived from my performance, but rather is derived from the fact that Jesus is my righteousness. We are all like sheep, all of us. For us to base our holiness on a comparison with other sheep will always drive us to perform for our holiness. But get this, when the snow of God's holiness begins to fall around us, the dirtiness of even the whitest sheep becomes evident. I am holy and I am righteous only because He is holy and He is righteous in me and for me. This song is a very simple yet profound statement of faith for me. Let's worship the God of holiness right now.
What is worship? Isn't it pretty simple? He's God and we're not. He's God and we're not. That's good. I don't want to be God. His job is hard. Like we began tonight, thinking on where we'd be without Him. Let's look at where we are with Him. He has laid a feast out before us. It would be such a shame if anyone left this place tonight and did not partake of the feast of His presence. Right in the midst of our enemies, He gives us a feast. So let's sing this song together. Why do I worship? Why do I praise?
Why do I worship? Why do I praise? Why do I lift up my voice? When I see the Savior who died in my place,
Father, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness, in the amazing power of your righteousness. We glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for being here with us. Amen. What we just experienced is what those around the throne of God are experiencing all the time in heaven. Here's a vivid reminder of that reality. It's Revelation chapter 4, beginning at verse 8. And the four living creatures, each one of them having six wings, are full of eyes around and within. And day and night they do not cease to say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come." And when the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, to him who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders will fall down before him who sits on the throne and will worship him who lives forever and ever and will cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "Worthy are you, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and because of your will, they existed and were created. Let's do this. Let's take time each and every day to remind ourselves to be active participants in the atmosphere of heaven. And how do we do that? Simple. Just worship Jesus. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you, as usual, by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you will find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful, awesome wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. To help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's another way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out. allinallchurch.com. You can also join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for worship. Just go to facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan. Mark it in your calendar right now. Worship with All in All Church online, first Wednesday of each month. Now, don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon. My autobiography, Sing Over Me, is there. A follow-up book to my autobiography called Renewing Your Mind is there. My brand new book, The Middle of Nowhere, is there. I also have two different fantasy book series. They're available for young readers there. I have many children's books, many devotional books, and even a novel called The Short Life. Check them out for me if you get a chance. Just go to Amazon. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. If you would like an MP3 of today's song, Holy is the Lord, from the live recording Celebrate Living, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com or go to iTunes or other streaming services. And if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, remember this: God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.